Yes, 1 John 2, 3, and 4 teach that we need to keep the commandments of God. And if that's talking about the Old Testament commandments, as I mentioned, there's somebody counted 673 commandments in the Old Testament. Why don't we have to keep all of those? I mean, we don't have to keep a few of them. This is obviously talking about New Testament commandments, since that's the law for us today. You said the law had changed. It's obviously not talking about the commandments of the law. Notice a passage in Acts 15 that we failed to read last time. For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. So Peter and James and them are saying, we gave no such commandment that you keep the law, see. So it's obviously not talking about those commandments. And then Stephen mentioned that Jesus kept the Sabbath. Yes. Any faithful Jew would. He was circumcised. He believed in keeping the leprosy laws. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, he taught others to keep all the law of Moses, animal sacrifices and everything. Because Jesus lived while the law of Moses was still in effect. Remember Hebrews 9, 15 through 17? For this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is a force after men are dead. So the New Testament didn't come into effect until after Jesus died. While he was still living, the Old Testament was in effect, and he lived it perfectly, so he did keep the Sabbath, of course. He kept all of the laws, including many, many, many laws that Stephen does not believe is binding today. But his argument would say they are binding. The rest in Hebrews 4, he said it's the word sabbatismos, but it's not the same word for Sabbath that you read about, the seventh-day Sabbath. It is a completely different word. The rest in Hebrews 4 is something future, as Stephen said. It's a promise, not a command, as the seventh-day Sabbath is. It's obviously the future rest of heaven. Revelation 14, 13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and the works do follow them. That's the rest of heaven. That's what Hebrews 4 is talking about that still remains for us, verse 9. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9, to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Hand me that same sheet of paper. There, Paul. How much time do we have left? So Stephen said, what was nailed to the cross? It was Jesus' body. That's right. But that's not what this passage is talking about. The thing that was nailed to the cross here were ordinances. Ordinances. They were nailed to the cross, they were blotted out, and they were taken out of the way. These ordinances. An ordinance is simply a law of God ordained by God. What was one of the examples of this ordinance? The Sabbath. Now, if the Sabbath has been taken out of the way, nailed to the cross, and blotted out, does that sound like God is trying to say it's still binding? Or it's not still binding. Which one? That should be pretty simple, I would think. Back to Romans 7. How many times do we have to go over this without Stephen responding? It says we're dead to the law. We're delivered from the law.
2 minutes.
Does that sound like that law is still binding upon us today? Doesn't sound like it to me. And this is the law that said thou shalt not covet. The Ten Commandment law. As Stephen said, the law has been changed. And when I change out that filter, the air conditioner filter, I take the old one completely out, throw it away, and bring the new one in. It doesn't mean they're not similar, but the old one's gone. Just like the law of England. We were under that at one time, the colonies were, but it was completely replaced. It's gone. And we have a completely new law. Yeah, are some of the laws in it the same? Yeah. Both laws said don't murder, for example. But we don't have to pay taxes to the king anymore, the king of England. That's not in the new law. Probably pay a lot more taxes to the president nowadays, but that's neither here nor there. Ephesians 2, which is parallel to Colossians 2, it says that Jesus abolished this law. Now, it wasn't just animal sacrifices and circumcision. That included the Sabbath, too. Galatians 3, the purpose of the law was added to tell us what sin was, till the seed should come, till Christ came. Use that old filter to get a new one. That means when you get the new one, you're going to replace it. This means when the law of seed came, we're not under the law anymore. We're no longer under the schoolmaster, which is the law. I don't know why that's not very simple and plain for easy for all of us to understand. It should be. Galatians 5:4 says, if you try to just be justified by the law, in other words, you bind the Sabbath or circumcision or any of those laws, you are fallen from grace. You lose your salvation. Now, why am I doing this discussion? Because I want us all to be saved. I think Stephen has the same motivation. We appreciate Stephen being willing to do this discussion. He's done it in such a good and fine way. But the Bible says plainly that if you try to bind the Sabbath, you lose your salvation. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Thank you very much for coming. So much. I appreciate it.